for love and the perfect patio to cough on in Oregon. We found it, Jess.
Yay! It's a Doug Fir. It's a Doug Fir.
Doug Fir. Oh. It is brilliant.
I think this might be the fanciest patio we've been on so far.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful fire.
Yeah. Nice, I love the lighting. It's blue. And it's pretty, and there's little scatterings of fire and light. I like it. It's very pretty.
Candles, we felt sexy when they put them out.
I did.
Still feeling sexy.
I did.
Dudes sitting by themselves looking at the fire.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, interesting.
We should move on that.
Yeah. They're just begging for it. Yeah. They're really just begging for it.
But you gotta check their faces to see if they're baby faces. Yeah. Because, like, sometimes I don't look for the wrinkles, and I'm like, he doesn't have enough wrinkles. It's not my
right. Oh, you're 22? Yeah. Gotta go. Like, goodbye. Yeah.
Are you wrinkled? Is that a fake ID?
Yeah.
Mistakes.
Yes, listen, if it's a fake ID, they've presented identification. Check.
Well, I believe that's Sarah's way of reminding the listeners that she's all about being a cougar and dating
boys
10 plus years younger.
That is the truth.
Look, how old are you? You look like a young baby.
Doesn't she?
I know. She's so young and fresh. 33
years of age.
Oh, you are a baby.
So I mean, you're a baby. But I mean, I would date older, I will date younger. I'm just saying that being a young doesn't necessarily exclude you from my dating stable.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of which, what are our taglines this week? Because I know they often change in your case. All right. So introduce yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I am Sarah, and I'm distracted because I'm so excited about our guest. Mm. I almost feel like she should get the first introduction.
No, we'll save the best for last. I mean, I'm not saying y'all aren't awesome.
Fair enough.
Keep them in suspense a little longer.
All right.
It's a little trick I learned in Hollywood. I spend a lot of time in Hollywood.
I am Sarah, and we are heading to Vegas this weekend. So I am looking for a makeout. That my goal in Vegas is a makeout session.
That
done
should
and
not
done.
Be a problem.
Fuck yes.
And then after that, I'm ready to date. I think I'm ready to date someone.
So you're gonna get like date for real. That out here, or not here, but there in Vegas. You're gonna get all that wild child out, and then be ready to date?
I would still consider wild childness in Portland after the Vegas trip, but. Also, I feel like to this point I've excluded the idea of dating one person or just dating someone regularly.
You have. Yep.
I am now being more inclusive in my thinking.
Well, after a divorce, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You need some time.
So now I think I'm ready to have dates.
Nice. Okay.
In restaurants with waiters.
With people that pay for the bill that is not you.
Yeah.
You've been married at one time?
I was married, catching our guests up, I was married at one time and I was with the same person for 12 years, from 18 to 30.
That's a stretch.
What an achievement.
That sure impressive. Is what
I
it feels like.
Ever
said. I've never considered it as such. So then there was 3 years of like, absolutely, you can't ask me what I'm doing tomorrow. That's too much commitment. Like, let's just back off for a minute. So now I'm like, okay, maybe I will.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's...
This is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
All right. I'm Shark Q.
Top that, Shark Q.
Still recovering robot. I hate my feelings. But I have them now, so I don't know how to process them.
And we're all very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying.
I mean, seriously.
I think she's at least a third of the way through the recovery process.
I might. Yeah. There might be a time where I update and I'm not a recovering robot anymore.
You're just
a person.
For our guest, all of what we just said is code for she has a boyfriend right now, but she doesn't want to call him a boyfriend. That's just a little aside. I hope the microphone didn't pick all that up.
Yeah, it probably did. Yeah.
And she feels like she might love him, but she has problems with that word, so she says she lesbians him.
I know, that's insane.
Oh my god, that's really sweet. I think that's really sweet. That's like a romantic comedy suite. You know, like one woman
can't handle it. I don't know. I'm a sitcom waiting to happen.
Living a rom-com life doesn't sound robotic.
It's just terrible. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, and I am Olivia, a.k.a. Shanrock. And
Where are you
my
right now?
General... catchphrase is DTC, and that still stands. But this weekend in Vegas, I'm looking to make a connection, whether it's making out or, I don't know, just
you're down.
Promises of things in the future or
down
whatever. I'm just going to make a connection.
All right.
Whatever you call it, whether it's making out or other things or what have you.
Down to connect. I like it.
Which could be concurrent with DTC.
And DTC means down to cuddle.
It does. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say the other thing.
But we all say it means down to cuddling, guys.
Okay. Cuddle is not exclusive of
cunnilingus. It can be all inclusive.
Yes.
I'm an all inclusive girl.
Yes. Right. But last but not least, our wonderful guest.
Before we just to drag out the suspense.
Oh my God, what?
Who are we missing?
Patsy
is not here. She's seeing the orcas. Or not
seeing
the orcas.
She did not see any orcas.
She's trying to see the orcas.
That girl likes to whale watch and never.
Patsy, girl, we love you and you're missing it.
In the 20 years that I have known her, has never seen a fucking orca.
It's because of Patsy that we have our wonderful guest today.
It is true.
Who is?
We love and miss her.
And
oh my God, Maria Bamford!
Yay!
Thank you,
who just killed at the Helium Comedy Club.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was really great. I was super nervous and I felt really ill almost all day. And then it was super nice. And the guys who opened were great. Ian Carmel.
Ian's great.
Super funny.
Yeah, and he really is.
Anthony Lopez, newbie, he's really good as well.
He's been a guest on the show before.
Sweet.
It was just a fantastic show across the board.
All three,
just dead on. Yeah.
It was awesome. When the crowd, the crowd makes such a difference, you know? Because,
it's
kind of the whole show. Yeah. Like, because without the crowd, there is nothing.
Well, but Maria.
Yes.
But there are good comics who don't. I mean, you know. They're not going to laugh at it if it ain't funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's not all up to us.
Yeah,
it's up to you a little bit. Come on.
It's a group.
You made the people laugh.
Well, the nice thing, that is good. Like, because that's one thing where relationships are working for me. I'm in a committed, loving, cooperative relationship.
You're right here. Maria Bamford is polyamorous.
Beautiful. I was reading about I read this book which it's for people over 50. It's called Naked at Our Age.
Yeah.
It was super hopeful. It was all about getting it on when you're older and stuff like that. Because I just feel like, oh my God, I've never gotten married, never engaged, never made a year over a year in a relationship. So I just gotta that it's okay that I'll just keep having, shorties.
I like that, shorties.
Yeah.
What song are you going to sing? Ooh, there's so many to choose from.
What?
About the shorty.
Oh, shorty. Oh, yeah. I don't. No. Oh, yeah. Shorty. Well, shorty, I love shorty.
Yeah.
That's true.
There we go.
Because she's shorty.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other lyrics, but it's real supportive of shorty.
Yeah.
And what is your status right now? I have a feeling you're a single lady.
I'm a single lady. And
just because you told me so in the car, not because,
Yeah.
It's real.
You had a feeling, but for real.
Yeah. I just ended a 12-week course with some goofy goofball friends where we did Calling in the One, support group book where you go in and you do
poor Trish. Trish is reading that Patsy is reading that book right now.
Right.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. We did the whole thing.
Okay.
And it was really great because it was kind of just changing your. I mean, I don't know if I believe in all the spiritual stuff or if you, dance around the bush three times, then the magic man will come. But it did make me feel kind of more open, and hopeful. Okay. And I've been going on a lot of dates from the internet.
Oh, I can't
awesome.
Wait to
hear. Okay, so
or
two,
is it?
So two things. One is that Patsy got that book out of the library.
Good
and
call.
And in the
just
book,
the library.
In the book was a note. Yes, that said, I've been watching you as you come to the library.
You look really
I think
pretty.
That you're beautiful. When you came in the last time, I ran out to your car, but you were already gone. I'd really like to see you. I loved it. You're a librarian.
Yeah.
and change
it. For real.
And then I spy.
And then she had to guess. No, and then which librarian it was?
And then I went to the library.
Because we had to send out a mission.
Yeah.
You just can't like. Which librarian is it? Because it's Portland. Like, there's some hipster librarians.
He was
that can
not.
Be kinda hot. And then there are some just like old school librarians that have been there for a long time.
And I'm gonna say I don't know if he was an attractive man or not because he had a giant gray unkempt beard.
Oh, lovely
and
hair shape.
Yeah, mostly on his face, not as much on his head. And he was wearing, like, a t-shirt and basketball shorts and sandals.
So maybe he likes to do outdoorsy stuff. I don't know.
How did she find out it was him?
Because he wrote his name.
Because he wrote his name. Oh, okay. And she sent other people in to find out who he was.
And then I...
As you would.
And then I checked his name tag, and I was like, well, either there's two named the same thing, or you've got to like beards.
That's so sweet.
But at the same time, like,
it's so romantic, right? I love it.
So at the same time, I was like, you absolutely have to go in and commend him for
He deserves a reward, right? He deserves a reward.
Because not many people in Portland
Because he almost risked his job to do it, too.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that aspect.
Because he was like, that's probably not allowed. I noticed that you had a book on hold. So you've been watching her.
Should we call her for a... She didn't want to do
it. I don't think it's gonna.
So tell us more about your updates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the last three experiences I've had.
Okay.
I went on 5 dates with a guy who I already knew already, but we had met through the internet again. And I was telling you during the car ride that, like, he kept saying things during the dates, like, if you don't want to. If this isn't working out for you, I mean, just let me know. And things like, sometimes I have a hard time telling people that I'm not interested. And like, and I was like, okay.
Are you not interested?
You're not interested. Like, but and I thought, of course, he was totally foxy. So
yeah.
The risk was, we were talking on the phone and he's like, well, what do you think is happening here? And I was, oh no, I just like you. I would want to go out again. And to say that, oh, I like you and go out again. And then he was like, it's just not a good time, which I've had that said before. It's not a good time, which I think means like, not that into you or whatever. So, but I tried that. Then I went on another date with a guy who lives in my neighborhood. We're going to go out a second time. Not super, there's not a lot of attraction, but I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then, let me see what's the other one. Other one, I went on 2 dates with a guy who was not super attracted to and was a creative person. But, like, talked about it in a way that I just didn't understand. Like, was kind of like a more of a factory creative person, like production, like sort of like, I just make a bunch of these things. Make these things, and then somebody goes, oh, do you want a red one? And I go, okay, yeah, make 5 red ones. And then, it's just weird. Yeah, it was kind of like a factory. And so, anyways, but I don't know. I get worried that I'm too picky, that it's me.
Ooh.
That's a good question. Because, like, what makes you too picky, right?
Yeah.
Because
I've been with guys, my last boyfriend was genuinely abusive. Like, I got a intervention from friends and family about it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Like, they're like, we're afraid for you. And I was like, that is so fun.
When he's not screaming at me.
Yeah.
But then when he's too drunk, it goes away. Yeah.
If only I would stop screwing up. I could just get it right.
It's my perfect.
I need to be right.
Yeah. But it's clean.
Mm-hmm. I've been on our 7 times.
But I don't know. It's an interesting question because it's like.
It is. That's something we haven't really talked about.
No, yet. I don't think we have. Because, like, I think as you grow older, you're like, oh, my standards have gone from, well, no, they've fluctuated so greatly from, like, I want this and this and this. This is my perfect guy. To, like, I want a guy who has his own bed. Just like also, I'm gonna add a car to that. Can I add a car and a job? Like, I like a guy that has his own bed and a car.
Do you also want a prince with a kingdom? Right. Do you also want a prince with a kingdom?
He's with a kingdom.
But even if they don't have that, like, I go, just a good attitude about it. Yeah. Like, whatever's going on, they're pumped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if somebody, you know, is living in their car. I just go, are you kind of okay or sort of peaceful or something about it? And you're not super mad.
Right. Or are you going to spend all of dinner complaining about the drawbacks of living in your car?
And I really think that comes down to the secret that it is, where I'm like, if somebody is excited about life, like,
that's the guy I want to date.
Like, that's the guy that it's like, and we can do this, and we can do Margarita Mondays. Which comet is? Margarita Monday.
Comet likes Margarita Monday. Or Wednesdays or whatever. Yeah. I'm just picking a random day.
Yeah. He likes to do stuff.
Yeah. And we're totally ditching his Margarita Wednesday.
For a very important podcast with a very important person.
I thought margaritas was just on Mondays.
No, Wednesdays. Not in this world.
he hasn't quite gotten alliteration yet, so he has Margarita Wednesdays. But that's
so
all
right. how have you been, these recent dates you've been going on? Was this online dating,
perhaps?
I'm just guessing.
No.
It's not that she told me in the cars.
Totally.
I'm just guessing.
I'm going to say that it doesn't sound like you're too picky, because you keep saying, not guys I'm super attracted to, which is my problem, because I want to be more attractive to them.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, your personality, not so much. So it sounds like you've at least been like, all right, I'm going to...
Well, because I'll be, because I was reading a book about neural pathways about the brain and, like, how you...
Is that a love connection? I had to interrupt. It is Patsy.
Oh.
Who would like to answer this and talk to Patsy? Would you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. Yeah, just answer. And her name is Patsy.
Hi, Patsy. This is Maria Bamford.
I love it.
I'm good. They had me answer the phone. I hope you don't find it frightening. I know. Did you see an orca?
Hey, guys. What's happening right now?
Have you seen the movie Orca?
It's Maria Bamford talking to Patsy on the phone. Patsy's been whale watching, but she did not watch any whales.
She was just on a boat.
Here, hold on a second. I'm going to give you back to one of the ladies who knows how to operate this phone.
Let's put it on speaker. Okay.
Okay. Here's what we want to actually talk about. You with us?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
The fact that both you and Maria Bamford have most recently read the same book.
Calling in the one.
I can't believe we're the only ones who've read this book.
No, we're not alone. I have five other people in my group who've read it, and one other straight woman and three gay dudes, and the gay guys keep saying they keep calling in straight women. Getting straight women trying to hit on them, but
that's just part of being a gay man, I think.
Yeah, it might be.
But I have been asked out a few times since doing that book.
Really?
Yeah.
More times than before you read it?
Yes.
Now that's an interesting fact.
Is that I don't know what Patsy would think, but I think after you've read that book, that is also true, Patsy.
Yeah, it is true. I just started reading the book. I just own the book, and it's already helped.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is.
It's a ridiculous, goofy book, and it's kind of just fun to like. I don't like the magical part of it where it's like where it says, oh, you're, I don't know.
Is it about
like,
visualizing or?
Yeah, or something like, well, you've got to do all the exercises because if you don't, it might not work.
Is it the chain letter of dating books?
What's your intention in every relationship? Like, right. What's your intention?
Use a calligraphy pen because how do we know if you really mean it? And it's like, I'm doing the best that I can, damn it.
So I'm going to say, Maria, have you changed anything about the way you do things after reading this book? Has this book in any way kind of...
Well, it says to do opposite patterns. So what I have done in the past is I've been the pursuer. I've always been the pursuer.
And good for you.
Well,
I'm also the pursuer.
You're right.
Yeah, where it's like, but it always makes me feel bad because I always doubt whether the guy liked me or not or whatever. So now I've just been hanging back and like, and just letting somebody ask me out. And that's been, that has felt different or better or, I think just the discomfort of not knowing, like I'm much willing, I went on 5 dates with a guy who kept saying things like, sometimes I have a hard time telling somebody I don't like them. You know,
and you're like, I don't,
it doesn't seem clear,
let's go on to a movie again.
It's like you're actually doing a pretty good job of it right now.
Yeah.
It's not the most direct way, but you're getting...
It's getting clear.
Yeah. Getting the message.
You're getting better at it, buddy.
So that's been good. Patsy, would you say the same to be true?
What?
Have you changed your dating profile based on the book?
I also had my astrological chart done recently.
What are you?
It's about what time you were born determines certain qualities and traits of who you are and what kind of guy you need.
So does it limit you then? Does it limit you to like, you need a Sag who's between the ages of 20 and 25?
No, it's impossible.
I think like a lot of astrological things, it makes sense. You can read anything into it, but a lot of it's like you need a man, and I've felt that way for a while, that I do need a man, someone who has, his own life.
Sure, so you need a strong Leo type.
Leo the lion.
It's not about that. It's different. It's not about the sign.
Have you ever done that horrible thing when you're dating somebody and then you go to the B. Dalton bookstore and look at the birthday book? You know, that giant birthday book and see, like, is this meant to be or are we a horrible match? I kind of go to that book like it's a voodoo thing, even though I don't believe in that stuff at all.
And I like that you never said, like, you're ever willing to buy it.
No,
you're
I buy it.
Library style. It's not at the library. I doubt it's at the actual
I'm
library.
I'm not a horoscope reader, and I don't, but I'll read it, and I'll be like, it seems like this'll work. We're not in a match, but we're not opposites. It doesn't say stay away, so this must be good.
I never want to look at it because I always feel like every time I look at it, it says, not a good match. Gotta look.
Right? Yeah. I oftentimes look at, if I'm this and he's this, does that mean that we'll be together forever and ever just because I'm an idiot?
That doesn't sound like you at all.
I know. And then I look at it and I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
So, I have a question specifically for Maria. So, I believe you're from Minnesota?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Are you?
Okay. Now, how long have you lived in L.A.?
I've lived there since 95.
So. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So many follow-up
dating?
Questions.
I know. Yeah. So, dating, not only, Minnesota versus California, but also, as a successful woman in L.A., dating in
I have
that
a lot of
realm.
Pantsuits. I do have a lot of pantsuits.
That does say success,
that
clearly.
That is a measure.
I don't think it's such a giant... Show business is so giant. Like, I'm just in a small, tiny niche. So if anybody... Yeah. Not many people know, they're like, oh, you're a comedian, that's fine. Or, and they just are, it's just like another job in L.A. on some level.
Okay.
Sometimes they've had, the last time where I really liked a guy, and it was like, we dated for 2 months, and he was totally on board, like, the first 2 months, and then.
And then what happened?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like this weird classic thing where, yeah, it was really odd. Like, he introduced me to his kids. I mean, it was almost like, I've never been pursued and was, like, being pursued. And I was like, oh, this is so amazing. And then then totally backed off. And I think it was, which is really sad, but I think when we had sex, like, I think he backed off. And I was like, well, maybe I'm not good at it. Or maybe he had been married before, so maybe it reminded him of being married to his ex-wife or something like that or whatever. And, and yeah, no, there's a number. And also then I was not doing super well. Like, I started, I have mental health issues. So I ended up going to the hospital because of depression. And
well, that can be scary. That can be scary for somebody. Familiar with that. Well, people that are familiar with that, they're like,
Who cares?
For the Irish Catholics among us.
Right. Yeah. Like, so what? Yeah.
Call us when you get out.
Yeah.
We'll bring you a beer. Can we bring beer in?
Yeah.
He was interesting because his mom had been super depressed, had gotten ECT treatments and all this stuff. And, it was just totally... So, I mean, I got it. It was just, like, totally
kind of a trigger,
But I was like, it was so, like... abrupt, you know, from somebody just going, greatest, and you're the one, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, he was very brave in that he broke up with me, like, in person, like, took me for dinner, and walked to dinner, and walked back, and I was like, that's hardcore, that was really brave, I was like, dude, that takes, because it's so uncomfortable.
It does,
right.
I mean, for everybody.
And he delivered like a man. Like,
yeah,
It's not a good outcome.
Not a good outcome. But at least he did it like a man.
I appreciate that. And this one.
I'm good. Are you sure? Maybe I should have some water. Regular water.
Ask for what I need. So are you doing the online dating?
Online. I'm on OkCupid. And my handle is Hogbook. Because I just like how that sounded. I just think that's so
it is catchy.
Words. Hogbook. I'm writing a book about hogs. It's called Hogbook. But I don't know. I have to. My calling in the one group, we're supposed to meet this Friday and help each other with our profiles and just see.
Oh, nice.
You know, maybe I might end up.
You guys. Okay.
I might change my name because I wonder if that might be totally disturbing to people. Okay.
So
Could be.
I have so many questions for you right now. So, number one is that. In this group, we've been like, let's do online dating. Like, we can do this, and it'll be great, like, whatever. And so some of us have done the online dating, and some of us have been resistant to it. Yeah.
Well, at this point. She's talking about
super resistant to anything that is outside of the comfort zone. It's fine. And so, like, just... getting on online dating alone can be super invasive. Is that the word I want to use? I don't think so.
Vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'm throwing myself out there and I'm doing this thing. And when I started online dating, I had two profiles set up because I'm a crazy person. So one was like, haha, super fun, Charlene, and I'm funny, and like, whatever. And then that wasn't working.
Oh.
That wasn't working. And so, because the guy that I attracted with that profile was 60 plus years old, always drove a hog. And set things
he read
to
that as biker chip somehow.
And set things to be like, I have like 17 diseases and I'm in a wheelchair, but I drive a hog and like whatever. And I was like, I don't, what? And so there was just so much coming at me where I was like, I don't know, that's not good. So then I set up a secondary profile where I was like, maybe now I'll try to be like less funny,
right,
more real, and maybe that'll work out. Same exact guys.
What?
And I'm like, what is it about me that is saying, like, I want, like, for example, I had a lot of swingers contact me that were like, we're just looking for a third. And I'm like, there's nothing in my profile that says, like, I'm a spinner, I want to be a third, like, whatever.
And I feel like people just spam. They just spam like crazy. Might. Yeah.
They like might. They just hit everybody.
But I would say, no offense to LA, but I would say like maybe in LA, but like here I'm like
more specific.
See people like this is you a could small meet somebody. Town. Yeah, like, yeah. It feels like a big town, but it's still a small town, and it's the same like frickin' guys that are contacting me, and I'm like, I completely and utterly changed my profile, and it's still the exact same guys that are contacting me that are like 60 plus with a Harley and like whatever.
I wonder and, like, how many people they contact.
On the one end, I'm like, how many people do they contact? On the other end, I'm like, they have a Harley, so at least they've got
$18,000.
I don't know.
A mode of transportation.
Yeah. A mode of transportation, right. So I'm like, what is happening here in Portland that is impossible? It's really hard to date here. It's really hard
to
date here.
It's so funny because I would think in LA,
right?
Yeah. I would think, well, I mean, I think it's the same everywhere. It seems like it's the same everywhere. Like, every time I talk to people about dating, it's like, it's just, like, my friend Jackie Cation, who's a hilarious comedian.
I love her. She's a delight. So funny.
She dated on the internet for, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And going on some, like, real bummer of a dates. And then I remember she met what later became her husband. And,
great.
But, you know, at first she was kind of like, and the one thing that they had in common was had like a wizard beard. He had like a weird pointy beard.
Oh my God. That they had in common?
No, she doesn't.
She does not. She's a beautiful lady.
Which, yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know if I'd.
Yeah, because I think a wizard beard would be a deal breaker for me. If like I showed up on a date and someone had a wizard beard, it'd be hard for me to get over that.
I feel like it
that.
Would, yeah.
But maybe if you had something seriously in common, like if you talked and talked about something, like...
Right.
Yeah, who cares what kind of facial hair you have?
Yeah.
If you've connected with somebody, yeah, you're really feeling it, who cares?
You're connecting, yeah. Like, I always feel like whenever I date somebody, and I know I have a lot of dark material, I always meet somebody when I kind of like them, they'll have a super dark side. Like something kind of frightening.
Yeah,
like,
you're making
I work
your face
in porn.
Right now.
Or I, you know, like something, or I was just arrested because I don't like mayonnaise on my sandwiches. Or, you know, like, I'm like, what is it about me? Because my dad is a super lovely guy, and, you know, I mean, he's kind of grumpy, but he's not.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand.
I go, God damn it, what's happening?
Because if a guy's too nice, I'm like, clearly, that's not going to work. You know, like, he just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
But then you have the underbelly. Let the record show
that that was not Olivia that scoffed at the idea of a nice guy. Gentlemen, let the record show. Any gentlemen listeners.
But
so if you're nice, talk to me. If you're not, I guess talk to you, right?
I've dated some nice guys who turned out to have very odd darks, you know, like bisexuality. I did not realize how many dudes out there are bisexual or have like gay experiences.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, okay. You know, they're like, I've never told anybody, but I had a relationship with a man for 2 years. I'm like,
that's a long time.
Yeah, no, it's just something I went through. Once. I mean, why would you reject an entire part of yourself? Or
yeah, but also, like, that's longer than any relationship I've been in.
Yeah, it's
so, that's just a scoff, like a one-off.
So
like,
your
that's
phase
the next
you're riding
real.
Off is longer than...
Right.
Yeah. Oh. So, one thing we were talking about is, for you, I mean, you do a lot of shows. I'm sure you get approached by fans afterwards. And so...
Yeah, I like the face you're making right now. That's already great.
I wish you could.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dear listener. But, I mean, is there ever a time that's worked out? Or
If they live in L.A. County, if somebody lives in L.A. County, and, like, I went on a date with a guy who has come to see, like, a bunch of shows, super nice, and we just didn't... It's like we just didn't have certain things. It he just seemed like a, we like different things, like, just not to get specific, but it was like his job was one that if, like, I heard about it every day, like, I'd be like,
oh God. Oh God. You know, like, it wasn't something
much. Like,
yeah, it was a lot. So,
so it was like doing abortions or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That.
It was something intense where I would just, it just wasn't my thing. And, but he, it, but yeah, no, we totally went out and it was, but no, I totally go out with fans. I just, or not fans, but just like people right. ask me out, but not somebody out of town, because I have done that and it just seems so stupid. Like, well, I dated somebody in Australia for a year and it was just like, this is retarded.
Yeah.
So it's just too, I just
well,
think.
Well, that's just too far. That's
it's
just
too far.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing you talked about in your set tonight was, you said something about, like, making a profile and then being like, oh, I could either wear, you know, I'm really into ballroom gowns, or I could just, like, hop on the rails and ride the rails like a hobo. Kind of thing. No, like, just covering all your bases
pretty much,
right?
Yeah, trying to be. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, and as I get older, I go, oh, I mean, I realize, like, yeah, I don't, not that I can't do things, but, like, I genuinely don't want to do some things,
right,
you know?
Right, right,
and
right.
So, like, backpacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much energy. Too much energy.
I am
I got
not
going to
be
do.
Doing that. Yeah. I mean, but I would support someone in their backpacking, but we got to have something in common. Like, we're good talking to each other.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't think you have to have everything in common.
Yeah,
but
just something to balance it out.
Yeah.
I have
a
problem carrying my bed to the place I want to sleep.
I have a problem carrying my alcohol to where I want to sleep. It's heavy. Let's talk about that. That's only like 2.5 inches.
It's light on the way back. It's light on the way back.
I know. Yeah. Everyone says that. But if you're not with somebody that isn't going to drink the way that you drink, then suddenly you're carrying that shit back out again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's no good.
Take only pictures. Take only pictures. What scares you about being on the internet? Like, what?
Well,
thank you.
Honestly, just the only two, because I made an attempt a few years ago, and the two, basically because it's 2-0, you know, both guys were just like really so
strange.
It just
it
didn't work.
Experience.
It wasn't even like horrible. It was just so very much a no in both cases. It wasn't awful. They weren't bad guys, but it was just so much a no for me that. Yeah. And it was a little creepy in one case that I was like, do I want to subject myself to that again? No. And so I probably should, you know, get back out there and give
but
it another whirl. Why not?
Yeah, I and I totally have the same experiences. Like, yeah. I this guy just wrote me or whatever, and I just said, hey, I just have a feeling we wouldn't be a good match. She's like, I deserve an explanation. I'm like, okay.
Well, the fact that you said I deserve an explanation, there's that. Yeah.
You seem abrasive and demanding.
Yeah. Very good. That's right.
Probably not.
I think the answer is in the question.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and that is, I mean, it is, I mean, I go, well, is it just exhausting? Like, it's just kind of a pain in the ass, and it's tiring.
It is.
Well, that's
and just
thing
to accept
too.
That.
Yeah.
Like, it's not super fun, and, like, I remember my mom took up dating when she was in college, and she would, like, see, like, four guys on a weekend, and she'd be like, oh, I gotta go on a date with that guy. Or, like, she said, like, she wanted to see my dad, but she had to keep going on all these fucking dates with all these other dudes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, and that's whatever in the
60s. See, that doesn't sound, I don't know, I mean, I work so much, it's just, like, really hard to carve out that slice of time. But at the same time, I mean, it is something, ultimately, I really want that I know is rewarding to just... Like, I ain't even trying to get married or nothing.
No,
ever.
No,
but,
I don't
you know,
care.
Just
to be,
right? Just spend some time with a guy and have a good relationship for a few months or a few years or whatever until it doesn't work anymore or whatever, you know?
Yeah, no,
my
the
expectations
are
not
very
super high.
Low.
Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I ain't trying to get married or have kids.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know, I'm totally, I'll sign a prenuptial agreement. I get it.
Yeah.
You got your stuff. You've been saving up.
Can't have any of mine.
Yeah, you can't have any of my $2 either.
These are two girls that don't take risks.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Well, seems like an accusation. The accused.
Yeah. Sure does.
The accused!
And I sense that you do take risks.
I take risks, but I mean, I get really burned out on, like, I just get, like, I was a super, just felt kind of tired, you know, you just go, oh my god,
This isn't the story I want.
Sorry.
She's going to just tell the truth.
Just real, girl. Only because she's trying to get us to,
But the one good thing I will say about it,
Thank you. Let's go there.
It is fun, like, when I went out with the guy who was a fan, or, you know, got a bunch of shows, like, we went to a really fun restaurant, and he was a funny, sweet guy, you know, we just had this main thing that was like, oh my god, you know, like a main life value thing where it was like, oh, that's not gonna work out. but it was really fun. It was fun to be out with a cute guy,
right?
And, you know, feeling foxy. And then also going to do something, spending time with another human being and, like, seeing what their life is like. That's super interesting too, and like the one guy who I was super into who was not into it for like 5 dates, I had a great time. Like the fifth date, I was like, I'm totally in love, you know, I think it's so great and dreamy. And I mean, that was pretty sweet. And I just think, it's just like a process, because I know, like, stand up, I bombed so many times. Like, had so many terrible experiences, and yet I keep coming back.
Now, see, I'll tell you what, that right there, her saying that, is kind of a metaphor for what we were just talking about, the culture bombing, because all I saw was, like, people peeing their pants. And let me tell you something, I've been at Helium Comedy Club a lot, and I've never seen the audience stand up while they are applauding. I've never seen a standing ovation.
I did tonight.
I touched on the topic of suicide. Would you be trying to touch on that or patriotism?
Portlanders really relate to that.
Everyone rises up.
It's manipulative.
But didn't you say, you know, that that you bombed and, like, in because, like, it, like, everybody's just eating out of your hands, like, from the second that you want, like, even when it's like, and you're gonna be out any second, and it's like, shut up, we have another couple of comics too that you need to save your woos for.
But I feel, I mean, if it weren't paid to do it, like, I'd be really nervous to do it. I'm always thinking, I mean, I have a GRE, like, how to take the GRE book I just bought, you know, because I'm always like, I mean, in some ways, it is a lot like relationships where I go, okay, you know, it's not perfect. You know, it's not perfect. Like, it's super high, or not high stress, but just, like, how much pressure I put on myself, I think, is high stress.
Yeah, like, it was surprising to hear that you were nervous for the show today, and that you were, like, you know, it's just, like, you must be an old, like, hand at this, like, where you're so, because everything I've ever heard is, like, Maria Bamford, she comes and nails it, you know, like, it's just such
good. It really is.
It's, like, you, and I've heard you talked about as a comic, not to just sit here and, you know, like,
do it, do it.
But everyone in Portland.
Everyone, because we work with the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Oh,
we hear it's not only that, like, you're on it, you know what you're doing, you do a great show, everything, but that you're just super, super.
Every comedian in Portland is smitten by you.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
So if a job in a car is not... If a job in a car is not on your requirement list, you're in.
No, for sure.
So
like, I do feel like I've dated a lot of comedians, and I feel like the thing that didn't work out wasn't because of comedy, you know, it was about, or competition, it was about, like, some fundamental thing in the relationship that wasn't working. It wasn't wasn't about jobs or that, you know, we were competitive or anything. It was just, like, some weird thing about the relationship. Like, I dated a comic, a guy from Australia, and yeah, he had a problem. Well, he had a funny thing where he wanted to be a comedian, but he didn't want to be famous. It was like this really odd, confusing
thing to be. But
that's an unusual goal.
Yeah.
So I'll say that's unusual.
He is like
right?
a punk rock musician.
Yeah, you know, just
there
go.
You go.
Like, I'm not going to sell out. Yeah, don't look at me. Look at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so, but, and. Yeah, and that was just like a, but it, yeah, it felt, yeah, it was just, it was so many other things too going on. It had to, I don't think it had anything to do with us being comedians, because that was the fun part, is that we both knew what the job was like,
right.
So.
Yeah.
But, what do you, know, you have a sweet pea.
Thank you.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
How did you meet?
That's funny. Awesome. This is a great story.
This is good.
Oh.
This is a great story. So I went to a New Year's Eve party.
Sweet.
And he was there. Yeah. And when I walked in,
dressed up in his overalls.
Oh, in his overalls.
Cute. Okay.
Overalls so when are comfortable. And it means you work.
That's what he says too. Like when I went out on the porch, I was like, "Who's this guy?"
Yeah, right.
Let's do this.
Foxy Fox Town. Starkey on the prowl is what that voice was.
Here's what was happening at that party at that point and that time is.
Oh yeah, this.
They it was a New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
Right. And they were burning like last year.
So you
got
two pieces of paper.
You got two pieces of paper.
Oh,
like,
so instead of emotional intensity.
Yes.
You'd write down.
So you write down on last year, like, of the last year, what do you want to just get up?
Let go of.
And, like, what do you want to
my
have
clothes.
For this year?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
And so immediately when I got there, I was like, I hate this.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now in public.
With public.
Super
wild. Yeah. And are they reading your slips of paper?
You could share whatever you chose. So you could say what's on there.
You
or
could.
And then throw the paper into the fire.
You
boom!
Could, but it
goodbye
was
to yesteryear.
But
there is some prayer pressure that people are like, read it.
Read it. It's a big deal, you guys.
Right. But there was a guy who was comment. Who I could joke around with in the corner with, where I was like,
joke around in the corner.
Yeah, that's your jam, isn't it?
That's fine.
That's Maria's jam.
Yeah. I do love a joke.
In the corner.
We are at a party full of teachers, like, so there are two people joshing in the corner, and everyone's just giving them the teacher look. Like,
I know.
Hilarious.
That's what was happening.
And I was
I
just
know.
Like, and this course makes me uncomfortable.
Terrible.
So it was like, they're all looking
it
at you
terrible.
Like
I know. So we make fun of everybody that's doing the fire. He threw up.
Sure. All right.
That's the money shot right there.
Long story short, you made out on the side of the house.
We did.
And then
after throwing up,
they made up outside on the side of the house. And then they came back inside, and he was like, "I'll be right back." And then threw up. Someone was in the bathroom, so he threw up outside the bathroom, then was crawling through his vomit. And then Sharky was like, "Are we ready to go? I'm ready to go." And
this is over.
Because
really, when he was crawling through his vomit,
gotta go.
I don't know you.
I gotta go.
I feel like the night is over for us.
Yeah.
And so,
but later,
the risk Sharky took.
The risk.
I like it.
The risk that I took, where I was like, later, I was like, but you were actually funny. Like, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Before
the vomiting.
Puking
you
all
vomited
over yourself.
Right. And then just crawled through.
And to some people, that's funny.
Yeah, it's still kind of funny.
It was like, at least Shark Q got some tonight. Look at that.
Well, That's funny. Yeah.
But
in the end, like, I was like, that was funny. I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to, like, Facebook him and be like, you basically threw up and crawled through your mind. But I might be interested in seeing you again. I don't know. What?
It's a gender story to tell grandchildren. You know, this is how grandma and grandpa met.
It's
terrible.
My parents told a bullshit story for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And then, like,
what's the bullshit story and the real story?
The bullshit story was that they met, you know, they're both on vacation, and they found love, and then, you know, wrote letters back and forth, and then the true story is that my mom was the only girl at a trailer park in Florida, and he was a medical student with his buddy Andy, and so they asked her out because she was the only girl. They had sex on the first date. He told his friend Andy to hit the road, and they totally got it on, because my mom was like a skeezer, I guess. She's like, I never had sex before that. I'm like, Mom...
Yeah,
that doesn't
you don't
right.
lose
yeah.
your virginity on the first date
unless you've had some action. But anyway, it's just very funny. But so okay, so
I was surprised you did it and was.
But what has turned out is that like he's been a great guy to date. He's like super open.
Here's the thing
honest,
that I found amazing
and, like,
is that Sharky was not
not a feeler.
You're not a feeler, but you're not a slow about things person in the dating world.
Oh, no, I'm like very fast.
Yeah, and
no,
so
yeah.
she
let's
made
this
him.
No, let's
no,
not do
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She
I need
made
to know.
Him
take I need to know.
Her out on how many dates before you slept with him?
12.
12 dates.
Fucking hell, that's
I know,
awesome.
Right?
Because like it makes sex better. You
it
know,
does.
Like it's a favor to them. To wait, because it's like, dude, it's not going to be that great when I'm all kind of like, I can't, my
right?
legs won't
right?
open, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yeah, unless it's something you're
I'm
into.
Not even sure I want to, but okay, if you really, you're right, like, wait until you're
yeah.
so
pumped.
Into it.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
and
like,
for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah,
like,
we kept
be
being like, what's going on here, you know, because... I'm just like, well, you bought me two vodkas. That pretty much seems like that's
yeah.
even
right.
exchange.
I don't,
yeah,
I feel like I owe you a change. I don't know, like, but no, it was surprising. So I don't know if that maybe was the key, the waiting it out, or just
I don't know.
Well, I've waited it out too, but it hasn't fixed anything, you know. It, like where it's like waited whatever 2 months, and it's like, well, if it's gonna work out, it'll work out.
Right.
And I would say I'm less afraid of risks than I am lazy. So I'm happy to go on a blind date if anyone was like, I know a guy, he can go on a blind date with you. How about next Thursday? Are you free? And I'm free. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. Like, I'm not afraid of taking that risk, but it's, I see someone over there or, you know, I'm going to go and be the aggressor. It's that whole, like, if I put myself out there and then I'm rejected, then I feel bad. But if someone approaches me, like, I'll say yes to you know.
And I think that is the story of Portland, where, like, most girls will, like, say yes.
Yeah.
Most girls will.
But most guys won't ask.
But most
and
guys don't
and
ask.
And that's where it turns into this, like, impasse of...
Well, and I've heard laziness. Another thing is laziness is fear.
Yeah.
Is that laziness is just fear.
Oh, yeah. It's total fear of rejection. So
yeah.
It's,
yeah, that's what it is with me. I mean, I'm not lazy at all. But there's a fear thing. There's the vulnerability and the putting myself out there. And I frame it as, like, making time. And it's true that I'm very busy. And I'm like, I don't know. I just can't make the time to do this and that and the other thing.
So,
but, I mean, there's a fear as well.
From what I've heard of you.
Yeah.
is that you do take risks.
I do, but...
However painful they may be.
However painful. Yeah.
Painful,
just advice.
You do actually take risks, and these girls are not. And so as a person who is in the love scene, like, could you offer any wisdom to these girls?
I mean, I did like doing that calling in the one book, because it was like...
Yes.
It was very interesting,
right.
Like, going... Okay, what is it I'm afraid of is going to happen in a relationship,
uh-huh.
which has either happened before or So that's been kind of just kind of good to have a conscious, and also to get support around dating.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have some friends who are anti-dating. Right. They're like, I have never, I don't need a man. It's like, no, nobody needs a man. Nobody needs a woman.
We all agree on that.
But I want one.
And it's not a bad thing to want one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, I mean, I think just to... That whenever I pushed myself to do stuff too, like sometimes it's been good to push myself, go, okay, I want to do something opposite of what I'm doing, something uncomfortable. And what I do sometimes is I call somebody before and after I do something uncomfortable, so I'm not kind of alone with it.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's an LA thing. It's been used in support groups called bookending. You call somebody before or after, so then you like aren't totally by yourself.
That,
yeah,
it makes you feel like part of a team or something. Yeah. Like my support group, my coach.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not like I'll do like say that and then say okay, my, you know, like if it's a first date, I'm not gonna mention anything about, you know, super serious.
Yeah,
keep it light and polite, or you know, just talk about, you know, something silly or but. So yeah, that's helped a lot, but I think like I don't feel like it's not the end all be all, I know, to be in a relationship. I mean, I think it's just the process, and that even if it's painful, I mean, there's some parts of it that are painful, but it's also exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cutting myself off from a whole experience if I just kind of go, oh, never mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, I'd rather stay in my apartment. It's like,
I don't think I do that. I think part of it is that we both have really kind of full, busy, active lives.
Right.
And so it's just like, I can meet up with these ladies and have a fantastic night.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm missing
out.
It's not like I'm sitting at home like, I wish someone would call me, or I wish I had
someone to talk to.
Yeah,
because that's not us at all. We're just so busy, and we are, it's like, it's just easier to meet the girls
and
record
a podcast.
Even like the male, like just having male connection. Like, I work with dudes all the time, but the idea that somebody guy meets me for coffee feels good.
Yeah.
Like, it feels good, even if I'm not even, like, super attracted, or if it doesn't turn out, it's like, it does feel kind of like, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fuller life, I think.
Okay.
That's good. To keep that in mind,
that,
too.
Yeah, that is
I
a good thought.
Have
yeah.
a lot of male friends that I meet up with and, like, do... So it feels like...
Right.
But there's no furthering, like, romance of things. And I've almost compartmentalized, like, sex and then, like, friendships and interests and stuff like that in a different thing. Like, oh, if I really like you and respect you and want to hang out with you, I'm not going to date you because that's just going to go poorly, and I want to keep you in my life. So we're just going to stay in the friend zone because anyone I date, it's probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to...
So I don't actually want to have a relationship with you.
Yeah, like, if I want to talk to you a year from now, like, we are totally not having sex.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, where it's just like, I need to, in my head, figure out, like, okay, maybe I won't still get to talk to you in a year if this doesn't work out or anything, but, like, let's try to figure...
Well, that whole vulnerability thing, like, in giving somebody else the opportunity to be vulnerable, because I think other people, at least from what I've heard from guys, like, they're just as terrified and freaked out. And
that is what we've heard.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody's having the greatest time of their life. No. Like, everyone's like, I don't know, but, and I've had some, I mean, I've totally had bad experiences, but then I've also had, like, really lovely experiences and funny ones and doing things I never would have done. Like, I remember I went to sometimes I'll do dates, like, at something interesting that I've never done, like, the rabbit museum.
Yeah.
They had this funny
That sounds fun. Yeah.
I don't even, but yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like a weird museum that these people have it in their house. It's called the, I think it's the Bunny or Rabbit Museum.
There's one in town called
Black Rabbit.
There's one in town that's the Hat Museum. Have you been?
No.
Oh my god. How long,
maybe
how
next
much longer
time.
Are you in town?
Until Maria, like, we also have a vacuum cleaner tomorrow. Museum. So
Olivia,
a vacuum cleaner museum.
Olivia,
so high on the list for the
interested,
next.
Interested.
Olivia, I think they have one in Vegas called the Bunny Ranch. I'm pretty sure it's
we're in.
Yeah.
High five for the mic. High five for the mic.
There you go. There you go.
Those are all high fives.
Might as well get paid for it.
Yeah. You can,
I'm pretty sure it's a museum.
Yeah.
I'm
in. Let's explore. Do you need to give us the light? You probably.
I might have to go. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Totally
No, it's
good.
You've got
to leave so early.
I'm 42, and I'm open to relationships with gentlemen from the age of 39 to 50.
I'm there. We have it.
Yeah. That's a good age range, because we're the same age.
You're younger than 39?
I'm kind of like... I don't know, there's something about baby soft skin that kind of disturbs me, where I just go, nah, you're a baby.
Does it make you feel dirty?
Yeah, it makes me feel wrong and sort of like manipulative, like somehow like, hey babe, I'll take care, you know, because I've always felt that when I've dated a guy who's like, you know, if he was a lot older than me.
Yeah.
But you're going under by 3 years.
3 years.
And I feel like you're kind
you look good.
You're kind
by
of
the
foxy.
Way.
You're
yeah.
kind of foxy.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah.
Do
even
25.
With my mustaches.
No. Yeah. No, yeah. Like you're I've kind of fallen in love with you during this podcast.
We all have.
37, I guess. 37 to 50.
Yeah?
Right. I had about a 70-year-old guy ask me out. He was
what?
A fox. Yeah, I went on the
foxy 70-year-old?
But he's a fox.
Why not?
But he's a fox. Like,
he was a fox. But
what, you think Ewan McGregor ain't going to be foxy when he's 70?
Well,
come on.
I
just like the fact that she won't date a 33-year-old.
Oh.
But she'll date a 70-year-old.
Well,
so it's like you can only
that's
air.
Interesting. Yeah.
I didn't date with him because I he said, you know... Anyway, it's one of those things like, hey, sometimes I'm in L.A. and I'm seeing my daughter.
Oh.
But it was really, but it was nice. It was kind of nice to be asked out and stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't been, I don't get asked out that much unless, sometimes, it's somebody from out of town and I just go, or they've got an idea where they think you're one way.
Yeah.
They think you're... this thing on stage, which I totally get. Like, I'm totally obsessed about other performers who I've worked with and gone, I love you.
Right. And then
but
when they're
you spend
in normal
time with them,
world,
it's
normal
horrible.
World,
you're like,
and it's a different energy expansion.
Totally.
Right? Because when you're performing, like, you exude so much energy. I mean, what you do is just, like, you're exuding a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I mean,
and off stage, I gotta say, I'm kind of super low energy. Like, I'm super. Kind of shy and not that like I haven't had guys go, God, you're. I mean, you're different from the other stage. I'm like, man, I'm sleepy.
Well, yeah, because it's work and it's work, you know. I mean, it's not easy to get up there and perform for people.
Exactly.
It's work.
You are
for real.
You have taken a lot of time and care and energy to craft this performance. And that's not how you can run a daily life.
No one
is going to be just cracking them, like, when you're doing laundry and taking out the garbage and stuff like that. I mean, it's just that's your craft. That's what you've done. And
yeah, and everybody has weird, like, I mean, and it's so easy to romanticize somebody, you know?
Right.
If you see them from a distance and you go, oh, my God, they're so hot or like this. And you can just put whatever you want on them. And then all of a sudden you get to know them and you're like, oh, I don't, you know, then you're all disappointed.
Well, he's really nice, but always leaves the cabinets open.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happens.
Right.
Come on, let's just close those.
Yeah, you're not good.
I like to call it the long, slow grind of time.
Which, spoken like a true divorced woman.
Which will take the sheen off anyone's shine. Like, it'll just be like, you again. Get through one more night.
my god.
Okay. But anyways, but
okay, wait. First, so we are Patio Penino, and we have not given much talk to the Doug Fir, except that it's the fanciest patio we've been on.
It's lovely.
Is it the fanciest?
And I asked for a girly drink, and the guy delivered. He said, "I'll give you a half raspberry vodka, half lemonade." He seemed to say it in sort of an angry way. His
Welcome. That's classic welcome delivery.
Yeah.
Well, bartender, mind you. Bartender delivery.
Right. Okay, interesting.
But you still got what you wanted, and so, like, it's like, all right, you can be cranky if you want. Oh, is it a little note? Is it something we can read?
Please tell Maria.
Yeah.
Please tell Maria. I am so sad I missed her.
And she should keep me updated on new books to read to find real love. I think we don't have to read anything more. We're ready. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's it. I can't take any more exercises or weird rituals.
But you're getting out there and doing it. I'm going to take that as an inspiration.
Thank you. Did you guys listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
They do.
Are they all gay? Because our gay friends listen to it. We know that for a fact. Our gay male friends
do. A dozen listeners. And I would say of those, at least three of them are men who are straight. One is my brother who's often horrified with my stories.
He can feel free to fast forward through those parts.
Brother, that's what happens.
But what I would say is that this has been a delightful podcast.
It's been so fun. And I have to share with you, Shark, you and I were here waiting for you and Shannon to arrive, and we were just like, we're so excited. We can't believe it. Like, we're just like,
and you're surrounded by men when we came in.
We were.
Biologists.
There are 5,000 biologists in town for a huge convention. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
I know. I like a smart man very much.
I'm a little marsupial.
I'm going to venture to say most of them have jobs, ladies.
Well, they're at a convention.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, just saying.
I'm interested.
All right.
Well,
we'll throw it out there.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Maria Bamford loves the marsupial.
And thank you so much for making time for us. Because you had a working time. Before we go,
can you let the listener know anything about your Twitter, Facebook, what you have coming up?
Twitter is Maria Bamfoo, MariaBamFoo. I'm MariaBamford.com is my email. And then Facebook, I have a fan page, Maria Bamford's Amiable Basilisks.
Yes.
And otherwise, I'm just,
I am a fan of that.
Yeah.
It is delightful.
It's delightful. And I just did the CD here, so the new CD will be coming out.
Alien Comedy Club. So look out for that. That's so exciting.
And then if the listeners want to get a hold of that, where can they?
It'll be on iTunes.
Okay.
Perfect.
So we will put all of that stuff up on Patio Patino. We're just delighted that you came out with
it. It was really fun. I loved it. It's nice to meet other ladies who are dating.
I'm 42.
Looking hot as the pinkies up, the fire on the patio.
Pinkies up, boom.
Alright, thank you guys for listening so much.
Pinkies up for Doug Fir.
Pinkies up for Doug Fir.
It's a pretty patio with pretty lights, and we like it.
We do like it.
Thank you, Maria.